starting right out here in early May, ranks fifth out of the 22 years in terms of pasture and rangeland conditions, 58% rated in good to excellent condition. And on this first report on May 1st, just 10% rated very poor to poor. So if you're looking for trouble spots, we have just a few. One of the more interesting ones is in New England, where we have seen a very cool April and a little bit on the dry side as well. But I think really it's the temperatures holding back pasture growth. Once you move outside of New England, the trouble spots really the Southwest. But we also saw that dry April in the mid-Atlantic states. And even though we've started to pick up some rain, the number on May 1st showing 36% very poor to poor in Virginia, 25% in West Virginia.
And Rippey notes some of the states and regions that are reporting improved pasture and rangeland conditions over the winter.
You look at the good side of the numbers, we see more than 80% of the pasture and rangeland rated good to excellent in Ohio, topping the list, also above 80%, Illinois and Alabama. And we've seen big improvements up and down the plains in recent weeks since mid-April. And we've seen huge changes compared to last year across the western U.S. We see changes from this time last year in the good to excellent ratings of at least 30 percentage points in California, Nevada, Utah, Idaho, and South Dakota, again reflecting the best winter wet season that the western half of the U.S. has had in 5 years. And perhaps the biggest winner, Nevada, which had a lot of rain and snow over the winter, 70% good to excellent. That compares to 10% good to excellent at this time last year.